Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Try the World. Take a food journey around the world by visiting 12hopflop.com/try the world. More on them in a bit. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to another episode of 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where we hop into all sorts of delightful topics. I'm Floppy, your friendly neighbourhood rabbit, and I'm so happy you've decided to join me today. Whether you're a returning fan or a new friend, I'm thrilled to have you here. Today, we're going to nibble on a very important topic, finding contentment in the present moment. It's all about discovering that juicy carrot of happiness right here and now. So let's settle into our cozy burrows and hop into today's discussion. Now, let's talk about what contentment really means. As a rabbit, I find joy in the simplest things, like a fresh carrot, a soft patch of grass, or a gentle nuzzle from my partner, 8-Bit. Contentment is that warm, fuzzy feeling inside when everything feels just right. For humans, it might be a bit more complicated. You've got so many distractions and worries buzzing around, it can be hard to just be content. But at its core, contentment is about feeling satisfied with what you have in the here and now. It's like finding that perfect sunny spot to stretch out and relax without worrying about the next big thing. Now let's hop into why living in the present is so important. You see, as a rabbit, I don't worry much about the past or the future. I focus on the here and now, enjoying a tasty snack, feeling the sun on my fur, or sharing a quiet moment with 8-Bit. Being present helps me appreciate life's little pleasures. For you humans, it can be a bit trickier. There are always plans to make, things to remember, and goals to achieve. But when you're constantly thinking about what's next or dwelling on what's already happened, you miss out on the magic of the moment. Living in the present allows you to savour the small joys and find peace, even in a busy world. Take a deep breath and look around. There's so much beauty in the present moment if you just take the time to notice it. Just like finding that perfect carrot, contentment is right there waiting for you to enjoy. Hey there, wonderful listeners! Do you love trying new treats and discovering flavours from around the world? Well, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Try the World. Imagine receiving a curated box of gourmet snacks and delicacies from different countries right at your burrow. I mean doorstep, each month. Every box is filled with a delightful assortment of international goodies. From French butter cookies and Italian chocolate tarallini to Thai sriracha banana chips and beyond. It's like a tasty adventure you can enjoy without ever leaving home. Each treat is carefully selected to bring you the best flavours from around the globe, offering a unique culinary experience. Whether you're a foodie looking to explore new tastes or just someone who loves a good snack, Try the World has something for everybody. And it's not just about the snacks. Each box also includes a cultural guide, helping you learn about the traditions and stories behind your new favourite treats. It's a wonderful way to expand your horizons and enjoy some delicious surprises along the way. So, if you're ready to embark on a global munching adventure, hop over to 12hopflop.com/try the world and start your journey today. Use code JOY10 for 10% off your order. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/try the world and use code JOY10 for 10% off. Happy munching, my friends. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, now let's dig into how you can find your own carrot of contentment. It's not always easy, but with a few tips and some practice, you can learn to enjoy the present moment more fully. First, try to focus on the little things that bring you joy. Maybe it's the smell of your morning coffee, the feel of a soft blanket, or the sound of birds chirping outside your window. These small pleasures can be your carrots of contentment, reminding you that happiness is often found in the simplest moments. Another tip is to practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to think about what you're thankful for. It might be your family, your friends, or even a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude helps you appreciate what you have, rather than always longing for something more. Mindfulness is also a great way to stay present. Try paying full attention to whatever you're doing, whether it's eating, walking, or even just breathing. When you focus on the present moment, you'll find that your worries about the past and future start to fade away. And remember, it's okay to have off days. Even I have days where I feel a bit down. The important thing is to be gentle with yourself and keep trying. Contentment is a journey, not a destination. Now, let's talk about those pesky distractions and challenges that can pull us away from the present moment. Just like a rabbit can get startled by a sudden noise, humans face all sorts of interruptions and worries that can make it hard to stay focused on the here and now. One common distraction is technology. Phones, computers, and constant notifications can keep your mind buzzing and make it hard to be present. Try setting aside some time each day to unplug. Put your phone on silent, step away from the screen, and just be. Maybe take a walk outside, enjoy a quiet cup of tea, or simply sit and breathe. Another challenge is stress. Whether it's work, family, or other responsibilities, stress can make it tough to find contentment. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to pause and breathe deeply. Focus on what you can control and let go of what you can't. Remember, even small steps towards managing stress can make a big difference. Lastly, negative thoughts can be a big hurdle. It's easy to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. When this happens, try to gently bring your focus back to the present. Remind yourself of the good things in your life and practice self-compassion. Overcoming these distractions and challenges isn't always easy, but with patience and practice, you can learn to stay grounded and find contentment in the present moment. Well, dear friends, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope our little hop through the world of contentment has given you some new insights and ideas. Remember, the present moment is a precious gift, just waiting for you to unwrap it. Thank you so much for joining me today on 12 Hop Flop. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, leave a comment, and share your thoughts. I'd love to hear how you find your own carrots of contentment. Until next time, keep hopping happily and take good care of yourselves.